Welcome to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. Full Circle Radio. It's the classic Jesus music radio show. It's a look back at where it all began. This is Full Circle, looking back at the beginnings of today's contemporary Christian music. Now here's your host, Jerry Bryant.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Bryant, and welcome to Full Circle, the classic Jesus music radio show. I'm taking you back to where it all began. And on this episode, I'll share a tribute to the founding leader of Love Song, Chuck Gerrard, who's had a lasting impact and legacy on so many of us.
Lend an ear to a love song. Ooh, a love song. Let it take you, let it start. What can you hear in a love song? If you can feel from the heart, all the emotions through feelings of life is what music of love is about. If you are listening with peace in your heart and no doubt, so listen.
Chuck Gerrard, Love Song, and I'm looking forward to playing the music from this legendary Jesus music artist, reflecting on my first experience with Love Song and his gifted music. In 1970, the Jesus Movement, a revival of God's Holy Spirit among the counterculture, well, is in full swing. In February of 1970, four young hippies walked into Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa, California, and they had recently experienced a conversion to Jesus, either at Calvary Chapel or a nearby church. Do you remember the 1972 cover of that iconic album, Love Song? The first time I saw it, it drew me into something that was fresh, new, and meaningful. Now, I think Chuck suggested it, but it was the original illustration by Kern Erickson, and depicted a classic sheet of music and a beautiful graphic of their logo. Somebody even said the album became the DNA music for many newly born-again hippie Christians. That's what it felt like to me. The actual label which released the album Good News was founded by Freddie Pirro. After his conversion, Good News then opened the doors for Chuck and Love Song, and well, there would be much more to come. Stay tuned for this tribute to the late Chuck Gerrard, and lend an ear to his love song.
Hey, have you lost the feeling? Don't you hear the music anymore? Hey, have you tried to listen? But you thought you'd heard the song before. Jesus puts the song in our hearts.
Jesus puts the song in our hearts.
Jesus sets us free.
Jesus sets us free.
Jesus puts the song.
Jesus brings a joyful melody.
to have a happy glow.
Jesus puts the song in our hearts. Love song. Such a definitive song as Chuck discovered the source. Jesus was the source. And Jesus was the song. And you might not realize that the original Vineyard Christian Fellowship started in Chuck's living room as a house meeting, taught by Ken Gullickson. And then later started studies in other homes in the LA area. Eventually, a church was birthed. The original Vineyard is both where Keith Green and Bob Dylan got saved. And the church had quite a few celebrities in the congregation, as you would imagine. Debbie Boone was one who attended regularly, and she had just had the huge hit, You Light Up My Life. This is Jerry Bryant, and next a song that so described what we were feeling during those days of the Jesus movement. Just a bunch of Jesus freaks, totally consumed by the love of God. We didn't see it coming at all. It came so suddenly, without warning. But no one could deny how real it was and how it changed a whole generation.
Lord, don't let me strive against my brother. I'm so tired of it, don't want to do it no more. Lord, don't let us fight against each other. Let us be one in you. Lord, give us love for one another. In what we say, yes, and what we do. Lord, teach us to build up one another. Sake, let us learn to wait on the Spirit's move. We know that the hour is so late, and you'll be coming soon. La da da, pa 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 da pa pa da da, pa 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 da pa pa da 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 da, pa pa pa. were in your hands. Oh God, open up our hearts so we can hear it. Let us be one in you. Let us be one. Ba 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 da ba ba da da. Ba 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 da ba ba da 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 da. Ba 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 da ba ba da da. Let us be one in you. Let us be one in you. Let us be one in you.
Hey, it's Chuck Gerard, and you're listening to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant.
Let us be one. A song that ended up on the debut of the first Love Song album. It was also released on a project called Live, Feel the Love, a two-disc release, 1977. Now, if you get a chance to get hold of that two-disc release, it will be really worth your time. You'll get the live performance vibe, as well as experience a great job of recording and mixing this great effort from concerts recorded at two theaters and auditoriums.
Save the sadness for another time. Save the words for a song that rhymes. Save the cry for the ones who've lied, who've missed all the meaning, and their souls have died. Save the doubting. Thank you.
Feel the Love, Love Song, written by the late Chuck Gerrard. And by now you may realize what a monumental first album in 1972 for the band, right at the beginning of the Jesus movement. No one would have known the impact that this man and his band would have for multitudes. It was also the year I started in Christian broadcasting. So many of these new songs became the themes of this love revolution. I'm sure you know now that the message of Chuck's life was highlighted by songs about God's love, sovereignty, and power, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's real, you know. You can experience Him, feel Him, know Him intimately. It's not about religion, church, or doing enough to please Him. He fully embraces you just as you are. But in every relationship, things don't go the way you anticipated they would go. And there might be a misunderstanding and delay, and you might realize you've drifted too far. But with this intimate song, Chuck invited the wayward child to come home.
Little pilgrim, walking down the road of life, I find that in your heart you're just a lonely one. For you see, upon that very road, my search for good and truth had its beginning. You take a little turn to the left, and you see what that path has to offer you. Then you gotta make it back to the main road anyhow. And you have all that lost time to make up for. And it's a sad thing to realize that you're all alone, that you're on your own. Little pilgrim, walking down the road of life, can't you see that there are many others who are just like you? I was looking in that same direction, but all I ever found were others who were searching just like you. And we didn't find the way or the answers to the questions that were buried deep down in our souls. We just found that the ways of men have no answers anyhow. Down in your heart that you are just like me. What you're seeking is a better way, and you're reaching out for temporary resting places, and you're glad to
find a little peace of mind here and there. But it won't last, no, no, 'cause you'll have to move along someday, till you're resting in the arms of the only one who can help you, till you give your heart and your soul and your body and your mind. It's a glad thing to realize that you're not alone, no more, that you've found your way back home. Back home.
Looking back to 1974 from the album Final Touch on Good News Records, Little Pilgrim, a song that became a classic, originally written by Chuck to record on a solo album. And then he started to perform it regularly in concert, and, well, it became a love song tune. Over the years, it became a staple in both love song and Chuck Gerard concerts. A fitting closing song to what they believed was their final album. This is Jerry Bryant, just taking a pause between the songs and all the memories, and letting you know how you can reach me at Full Circle. Most people just listen on the website and maybe on iTunes or iHeartRadio and never take the time to write or send any kind of financial support. It doesn't matter if it's only prayers. I love to have you involved, knowing that you've heard the show and that maybe it's had an impact in your life in a way I didn't even realize. So write me when you get an opportunity. You can find me at www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. And all financial gifts are tax exempt. You can find that where you see the donate button at the very top of the webpage. Tell your friends about the Full Circle Radio Show on Facebook, like us, and keep us in your prayers and your financial giving. I'd be so grateful. Thank you. This next song really spoke to me at a crucial moment in my life. A song that most likely touched yours as well. So let me go vulnerable and transparent. And here's the story. It was 1971. I was a broken man with a lost marriage. I was a newly single father. Little did I know, I would become part of a Jesus revolution that swept the nation. That one night, alone in my apartment, was the turning point that I needed to be given an opportunity to get my life together. And that night, I decided to try to find something to listen to on the radio. Sad and unsure, even though I had repented in prayer, I felt so far from God. That night, as I put my 2-year-old son to bed, I come across a broadcast of an interview with the late Catherine Kuhlman on her radio show. And she was interviewing a new Jesus music band at Calvary Chapel, a band called Love Song, which, by the way, after all these years, becoming a documentary release on Prime on September 19, 2025. Amazing timing. I listened to the testimony from Chuck, how he came to salvation, and he began to share a song, and as I listened, I began to weep uncontrollably. It was the invitation I had needed from Jesus, who reached out his hand to tell me that all was well. You are forgiven. And he welcomed me back into his loving embrace.
Welcome back. come back.
Welcome back to the second half of my tribute to the late Chuck Gerard with this tune in 1975.
When I was young, my life was rock and roll music, just digging the wonderful sounds. I'd get home from school, and when I finished my lessons, I'd listen to music till the sun came around. I'd sit by the hour and play my old piano, pick out the chords of the songs. I'd heard on the air.
Chuck Gerard and Rock and Roll Preacher, a song I identified with when I first entered into Christian broadcasting as a DJ. Now, Chuck said it this way. It was a simple, obvious way to communicate two ideas. One, we never know where we'll end up in life for sure. I never dreamed there would be a time when Chuck would be singing Jesus music. And the second idea, to communicate the joy of discovering the real reason anyone is given a gift or talent, to serve God.
Morning time and the dawning is breaking. Love is alive and it's ours for the taking. How can you be so good to me? Yeah, all you ever really seem to want to do is love me. All of the time.
Hi, this is Chuck Gerard, and you're listening to the very best of classic Christian music with Jerry Bryant.
And because of love, love is alive. As you know, I pastored in the Vineyard Christian Fellowship movement and continue on, as of this broadcasting, what Chuck called me, rock and roll preacher. And I hope you understand that a tribute is supposed to be an honored memory, song, or comment. Since he's passed, there have been numerous interviews and articles and features about Chuck's life, details about all of his journey and the songs he wrote, rather than more details of where each song is recorded, who played on the album. I'm intentionally focusing on the man himself, the songs that came out of his heart, and that particular song, Rock and Roll Preacher, released in 1975 on the self-entitled album Chuck Gerard on the Good News label. And I really like the title for Chuck's album called Glow in the Dark, a great proclamation about darkness being overcome by light. Here's Calling You on Full Circle.
Don't you worry, don't you cry, and don't you be upset. Minimize regret, 'cause it's time to be changing. Don't you worry, don't you waste the time on doubts and fears. That time is drawing near, and there's time to be changing.
Calling You. From Glow in the Dark in 1976, Good News Records, Chuck Gerard. You know, some may have thought this second album contained several songs that could be considered confrontational, because Chuck's songs dealt with the issues that all Christians face. Thank God for the Spirit of God continually illuminating our path when we've had times when we feel lost, disillusioned, uncertain, even about our own faith. Holy Spirit's faithful to continue calling us to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is given the spirit of counsel and wisdom, which gives us access to the deeper riches of God. So when things are brought into alignment in our life, oh, it's much easier to rest in peace and trust that God works all things for the good, for those who are called according to his purposes. That's Romans 8:28. And that passage offers assurance that even difficult circumstances are part of a divine plan to benefit those who love and follow God. Now, don't ignore that last part of that scripture. Those who love and follow God. From the Warrior. Again, on the Good News label in 1977. Chuck Girard and Spirit Wind.
Spirit Wind, wading through the cold, lonely winter, just for you, just for you. Spirit wind, warmer than the breezes in Hawaii, wait for you, wait for you. Patiently through the storms and the cold, lonely weather, in your mind, he waits.
And I must confess, it's hard to play Spirit Wind and not feel some hair standing up off my neck. There's power there. There's revelation in the gift that God gave Chuck to write that song and to lead us closer into his heart. By his Spirit, we have life and we have reason to celebrate his joy.
Sometimes sometimes praise the Lord, sometimes gently singing, our hearts in one accord. Oh, let us lift our voices, look toward the sky and start to sing. Oh, let us now return his love. Just let our voices
Let the sound of praises fill the air. Oh, let us sing the song of Jesus' love.
Sometimes Hallelujah, from the self-titled album on Good News Records in 1975, with backing vocals from the second chapter of Acts. May it be so. Oh, let our joy be unconfined. Let us sing with freedom unrestrained. Oh, let the Spirit overflow as we're filled from head to toe. From the very beginning of the early 70s, even to now, in this present day, this is that. The Jesus Revolution has come again. Well, give me one more pause to give you our address if you'd like to stay in touch and tell others about the radio program. Go to www.jesusrevolution.com. FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. Across many formats in the internet as well as Facebook, you can find us. Tell your friends and support the show if you possibly can. All gifts are tax exempt. And thanks. I've come full circle. Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep your eyes to the sky and let your light shine. This is Jerry Bryant. Full Circle is recorded in the Jesus Solid Rock Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Full Circle is a JSR production. One final song on the tribute to the late Chuck Gerrard. I've been told that Chuck marveled at the prophetic words that poured onto the paper as he realized that they were way beyond his personal spiritual scope. That was the birth of the song, The Name Above All Names. And I believe it to be a prophecy to the church, and that he was just blessed to be able to put it into musical form. You might imagine this song's often praised for its message of God's supreme holiness, his love, and so appropriate to end our tribute to Chuck Gerrard.
It's the name above all names, and we will declare it, we will declare it. It's the name above all names, and we will shout it to a dying world. Who will declare my name? Who will shout my name in the middle of the nations? Who will take the shield of faith and the sword of my tongue and declare my name to a dying world? He who has declared me thus far will walk in even greater power. For the sands of time are running out, but my name will be declared in this final hour. I am Jehovah. Bless my people. I'll take every inch that you'll surrender to me. For I'm building an army, and I've given it my name, and my words in your mouths will set the captives free. I'm getting ready.
is Full Circle.